Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. Today, we're beginning an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. What is Poddex, you ask? That is a great question. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. Whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com and use the code Larry21 for 10% off your purchase. And now, to introduce our newest season, we are diving into American Spies and Traitors. And today we begin with Robert Hansen, one of America's most infamous spies. Robert Philip Hansen is an American former FBI triple agent who spied for Soviet and the Putin Russian intelligence services against the U.S. His espionage was described by the Department of Justice as, quote, possibly the worst intelligence disaster in USSR history. Hansen is currently serving 15 consecutive life sentences without parole at ADX Florence, a federal supermax prison near Florence, Colorado. Robert Hansen was born in Chicago, Illinois, to a Lutheran family who lived in the Norwood Park neighborhood. His father, Howard, a Chicago police officer, was emotionally abusive to Hansen during his childhood. He graduated from William Howard Taft High School in 1962 and went on to attend Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, where he earned a bachelor's degree in chemistry in 1966. Hansen applied for a cryptographer position in the National Security Agency, but was rebuffed due to budget setbacks. He enrolled in dental school at Northwestern University, but switched his focus to business after 3 years. Hansen received an MBA in Accounting and Information Systems in 1971 and took a job with an accounting firm. He quit after 1 year and joined the Chicago Police Department as an internal affairs investigator, specializing in forensic accounting. In January 1976, he left the police department to join the FBI. Hansen met Bernadette Bonnie Walk, a staunch Roman Catholic while attending dental school at Northwestern. The couple married in 1968, and Hansen converted from Lutheranism to his wife's Catholicism. Hansen embraced his conversion and went on to join the Catholic organization Opus Dei with like-minded individuals. In 1976, Hansen began his FBI career as a special agent. Hansen was transferred to the FBI's Gary, Indiana field office. In 1978, he and his growing family of three children, eventually six, moved to New York City when the FBI transferred him to his field office there. The next year, Hansen was moved into counterintelligence and given the task of compiling a database of Soviet intelligence for the FBI. In 1979, Hansen approached the Soviet Main Intelligence Directorate and offered his services. He never indicated any political or ideological motive for his actions, telling the FBI after he was caught that his only motivation was financial. During his first espionage cycle, Hansen provided a significant amount of information to the GRU, including details of FBI's bugging activities and lists of suspected Soviet intelligence agents. His most important leak was the betrayal of Dmitry Polyakov, a CIA informant who passed enormous amounts of information to American intelligence while rising to the rank of general in the Soviet Army. For unknown reasons, the Soviet did not act against Polyakov until he was betrayed a second time by CIA mole Aldrich Ames in 1985. The Soviet Army general was arrested in 1986 and executed in 1988. Ames was officially blamed for giving up his name to the Soviets, while Hansen's attempt was not revealed until after his 2001 capture. CIA and FBI officials, including Deputy Director William Sullivan, believe that at some point, the general was turned by the Soviets and made into a triple agent who deceived the West with misinformation. And now we're going to dig a little deeper into the investigation and arrest. The existence of two Russian moles working U.S. security and intelligence establishment simultaneously, Ames at the CIA, Hansen at the FBI, complicated counterintelligence efforts in the 90s. Ames was arrested in 1994. His exposure explained many of the asset losses U.S. intelligence suffered in the 80s, including the arrest and execution of, I'm probably going to butcher these Russian names, Martinov and Motorin. However, two cases, the Block investigation and the embassy tunnel, stood out and remained unsolved. Ames had been stationed in Rome at the time of the Block investigation and could not have had knowledge of that case or of the tunnel under the embassy, as he did not work for the FBI. The FBI and CIA formed a joint mole hunting team in 1994 to find a suspected second intelligence leak. They formed a list of all agents known to have access to cases that were compromised. The FBI's codename for the suspect spy was Gray Suit. Some promising suspects were cleared, and the mole hunt found other penetrations, such as CIA officer Harold James Nicholson. However, Hansen escaped notice, likely because these efforts concentrated on CIA agents rather than FBI agents. The idea that an FBI agent was the second mole was not considered early enough. By 1998, using FBI criminal profiling techniques, the pursuers zeroed in on an innocent man, Brian Kelly, a CIA operative involved in the Block investigation. Both agencies searched his house, tapped his phone, and put him under surveillance, following him and his family everywhere. In November 1998, they had a man with a foreign accent come to Kelly's door, warn him that the FBI knew he was a spy, and tell him to show up at a metro station. Kelly instead reported the incident to the FBI. In 1999, the FBI even interrogated him, his ex-wife, two sisters, and three kids. Everyone denied everything. He was eventually placed on administrative leave, where he remained falsely accused until after Hansen was arrested. FBI investigators later made progress during an operation in which they paid off disaffected Russian intelligence officers to deliver information on moles. They paid $7 million to KGB agent Alexander Shcherbakov, who had access to a file on, quote, B. While it did not contain Hansen's name, among the information was an audio tape of a July 21st, 1986 conversation between B and KGB agent Alexander Fufalov. FBI agent Michael Wagsback felt the voice was familiar, but could not remember who it was. Riffling through the rest of the files, they found notes in the wall using a quote from General Patton about the purple pissing Japanese. FBI analyst Bob King remembered Hansen using that same quote. Wagsback listened to the tape again and recognized the voice as belonging to Hansen. With the mole finally identified, locations, date, and cases were matched with Hansen's activities during the time period. Two fingerprints collected from a trash bag in the file were analyzed and proven to be Hansen's. The FBI placed Hansen under surveillance and soon discovered that he was again in contact with the Russians. In order to bring him back to the FBI headquarters where he could be closely monitored and kept away from sensitive data, they promoted him in December 2000 and gave him a new job supervising FBI computer security. In January 2001, Hansen was given an office and an assistant, Eric O'Neill, who in reality was a young and upcoming FBI surveillance specialist who had been assigned to watch Hansen. O'Neill ascertained that Hansen was using a Palm 3 PDA to store his information. When O'Neill was able to briefly obtain Hansen's PDA and have agents download and decode its encrypted contents, the FBI had its smoking gun. During his final days with the FBI, Hansen began to suspect that something was wrong. In early February 2001, he asked his friends at a computer technology company for a job. He also believed he was hearing noises on his car radio that indicated that it was bugged. Although the FBI was later unable to reproduce the noises Hansen claimed to have heard, in the last letter he wrote to the Russians, which was picked up by the FBI when he was arrested, Hansen said that he had been promoted to a do-nothing job, outside of regular access to information, and that something has aroused the sleeping tiger. However, Hansen's suspicions did not stop him from making one more dead drop. After dropping his friend off at the airport on February 18th, 2001, Hansen drove to Virginia's Folkestone Park. He placed a white piece of tape on a park sign, which was a signal to his Russian contacts that there was information at the dead drop site. He then followed his usual routine, taking a package consisting of a sealed garbage bag of classified material and taping it to the bottom side of the wooden footbridge over a creek. When FBI agents spotted this highly incriminating act, they rushed in to catch Hansen red-handed and arrest him. Upon being arrested, Hansen asked, "What took you so long?" The FBI waited two more days to see if any of Hansen's handlers would show up at Folkestone Park. When they failed to appear, the Justice Department announced the arrest on February 20th. With the representation of Washington lawyer Plato C., Hansen negotiated a plea bargain that enabled him to escape the death penalty in exchange for cooperating with authorities. On July 6, 2001, he pleaded guilty to 15 counts of espionage and one of conspiracy to commit espionage in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia. On May 10, 2002, Hansen was sentenced to 15 consecutive sentences of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Hansen told U.S. District Court Judge Claude Hilton, quote, "I apologize for my behavior. I am shamed by it. I have opened the door for calumny against my totally innocent wife and children. I have hurt so many people deeply." Hansen is Federal Bureau of Prisoner number 48551-083. He is serving his sentence at the ADX Florence, a federal supermax prison near Florence, Colorado, in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. And that's a wrap for today's episode. As we all should agree, crimes are never good. Bring sadness and tragedy to countless people. It's important, though, for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid them from happening again. We at True Crime Never Sleeps are here to bring you the best stories full of details and knowledge. For more information, you can follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. Once again, we'd like to thank Poddex for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at poddex.com. Use the promo code LARRY21 for 10% off your order.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.